Hello and welcome to the Stuff I Heard podcast. This is your host, Joshua Peak. And today is February the 26th, 2019. Today is Tuesday. Today is getting towards the end of February. And as we're gearing towards the end of February, there's always change because you're sort of getting rid of winter and getting ready for spring. Spring is right around the corner in March. And with March, you always have new beginnings, you have new things coming up, and there's things to look forward to. I had a surprise last night. I turned on my television to Netflix, and I was just scrolling to see what new stuff is coming up, because they often promote, hey, this is coming up, and you may enjoy this, and usually they're right. The last few things they've recommended, I've enjoyed. So I started looking through the list of stuff, and as I scrolled down to now trending or new releases, whatever it is, I recognized right away the large belly of a good comedian, Bert Kreischer, came out with a special back in 2016 called The Machine. Now, back when this thing aired originally, this was his official, I'm going to do The Machine story on stage material, okay? If you've seen him in live, he tells it towards the end of a show, but he's been telling it now for years. So, like, I got to see him this past February, and he told it, but sort of a very fast-forwarded, abridged version. My favorite version, if you go online and look it up, is him telling it with a lady doing sign language, and it's hilarious. It's about a 20-minute long video doing it with the girl doing sign language next to him. But it is even funnier than any other time that I've heard him say it. And I think you guys know that I'm kind of a super fan, and I've listened to Bert tell the Machine story probably close to 100 times in different podcasts and different type scenarios. And the sign language one, I want to say, is my favorite. But back in 2016, Bert had a special that he wanted to put out, and Showtime, you remember Showtime, like there's HBO and the Movie Channel and Cinemax and Showtime. Well, Showtime decided they were going to air his special, and they released it on Showtime, and he talked it up a lot, and I really wanted to see it, but I don't have Showtime, nor did I have the money to buy Showtime to watch it. So I just sort of did without. I was sad about it. I really wanted to watch it. I was really hoping that somebody else would pick it up, and nobody did. And then one day I was listening to his podcast, and he talked about how a bunch of people were ripping it off the internet, and they were posting it on YouTube themselves. Matter of fact, there was one guy who posted it as Naked Guy Tells Comedy, or Shirtless Guy Tells Comedy, or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, cool. So I clicked on it, and I watched it on YouTube on my laptop. And it was great. It had a lot of stuff that I'd heard him talk about on his podcast, and I enjoyed it immensely. And then at the very end, he tells the Machine story. It's a good 12 to 15 minute story, you know, at normal pace. And it's about 15 minutes in the special, which is what it should be. And there were elements of it that I'd forgot, and there were parts of it that I liked hearing again, and I was excited about hearing again. And anyway, so it was nice to turn on the TV and see the special there and watch it, and I really enjoyed it. So if you haven't seen Bert's The Machine, go online, check it out on Netflix. It's a good hour long. It's real funny. And at the very end, he tells the Machine story, in case you haven't heard the Machine story. Just saying. And if you enjoyed it, go on YouTube and look for the one that he does with a lady doing sign language, because that's even funnier. There's also Ray Romano? Yeah, Ray Romano has a double special on Netflix. I watched it this past weekend, where basically he's walking down the streets of New York, and he's talking to the camera in the beginning about how, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to do some specials in places where I got started, and he's walking into this first place. It's the Comedy Cellar in New York, and it's a very small venue. I've heard people talk about it on podcasts, and it's good. It's real good. It's not, you know, one of those laugh-your-butt-off kind of comedies. But, you know, Ray is a seasoned comedian. He's been doing this for a long time. He does a lot of, you know, television and movies and stuff like that. And he and his wife have raised, what is it, 5 kids, I think? Anyway, so it's a double special. So as the thing is filming, he's talking to the camera. He goes in, he does his thing on stage, and he goes, "All right, good night, everybody." And he walks out, and the cameras follow him where he walks around the corner to another place, and he walks right in, and they introduce him on stage, and he goes up on stage, and he tells more jokes, different jokes. And I don't think I've seen anybody do that. I mean, there's been some double specials. Dave Chappelle did a couple of double specials last year. He did 2 double specials last year. He did 1 in October and I think another one in December. And all of those were great. But they were shot multiple times in different venues and stuff like that. This is literally a camera just following Ray around. He's talking to you. He's telling you what's going on. He walks you straight in. He tells the jokes. Blah, 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 blah. Gets off stage. "Hey, hey, everybody. I'm Ray Romano." Tells his jokes, gets off stage, walks around the corner, and goes and tells more jokes. And it's just a seamless thing. And you can see that he is, you know, he's been doing this for a while. He's a professional. So I fell asleep watching the second one. I'm sad to admit. My wife says it was really good because he talks a lot about the kids. She's like, "You need to go back and watch that again." So she's right. I do. And I heard, you know, this is the Stuff I Heard podcast. I heard that the reason that a lot of these comedies are coming to Netflix is because they're a lot cheaper to put on than licensing fees and stuff like that for some of the other shows. You know, I'd heard in the past that horror movies were like that. When they would shoot a horror movie, kind of like Paranormal Activity, that it was done on a very cheap budget, and they made a buttload of money from it. Because a lot of the special effects are just cinematic edits of, like, the scene, like, being chopped up, so things come at you really quickly. And, you know, things move, things disappear. Apparently that kind of stuff is very cheap to make. And it was a super popular movie. And so much so that they made a franchise out of it. And I don't know how many Paranormal Activity movies there are now. Maybe 4 or so. I don't watch that kind of stuff. So, but you know, if you're into that kind of thing, great. Good for you. That's awesome. I sound like I'm out of breath. I feel like I'm out of breath. I know what it is. I've gone off the rails with the keto. We had a little party this past weekend, and I cooked a pork butt, and we had some friends over. We had some wine. I had a little too much wine. Did not feel well later that evening. But we also had some cake. Now, I'm not normally a sweets person. I'm not normally a cake person. But this was some really good cake. Is a pound cake made by a local place here in town called Kayleen's. And my wife had sent me over there to pick it up. And it's a lemon blueberry pound cake. It has cream cheese frosting on the outside. All of this, none of this is keto. None of it. It's just sugar with more sugar. And in case you missed some sugar, there's extra sugar. I've probably had more sugar in the last... What is this? Today's Tuesday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I've had more sugar in the last 4 days than I think I've had in the last 4 months. That's not even joking. I have got to get back on the bandwagon here. Get back to drinking water and eating healthy and cutting back on the sugar. I can hear it in my voice. I know you guys can hear it. That's not good. I would like to talk about some things that I heard. I've had the opportunity here lately to listen to a few podcasts, okay? Let me warm up my throat here. I listened to Leanne Kreischer's episode 56, came out this past Thursday. It's Drinking with Friends. She hangs out with her friends Sandy and Kathy. It's fun. It's a fun listen. If you like listening to people hang out and have a good time and just enjoy being silly, it's a fun listen, I guarantee you. Check it out. You're going to enjoy it. I got to listen to quite a bit of Joe Rogan this past week. I know you guys are like, "Oh, great, more Joe Rogan stuff." No, but listen, it's good. It's really good. Trust me. I listened to him interview this guy. Episode 1247 came out February 18th. Is with Andy Stumpf, S-T-U-M-P-F. He's a retired Navy SEAL. He is also a current wingsuit world record holder. It's like a squirrel suit. You seen those guys on the internet that jump off of things and they race towards these canyon floors just like a human dart? He is the current wingsuit world record holder. He has his own podcast called Cleared Hot, and it's a fun interview. He talks a lot about his military career. He talks a lot about a friend of his who passed away doing this wingsuit diving stuff, and how he's gonna back off doing it. But it's a very interesting interview. One of my favorite parts about the interview is they talk about movies that are out and how wrong a lot of them are, especially military movies. He's like, yeah, if I'm watching a military movie, my wife just leaves the room. She goes, I can't even be in the same room because he's apparently yelling out at the TV how wrong everything is. It's a fun listen to once you get into that part. I also listened to the very next episode, which is 1248, February 19th, with Bill Ottman. Bill is an internet entrepreneur and freedom of information activist based and is also the CEO and co-founder of Minds, www.minds.com. This guy is wicked smart, okay? To the point that I think that he lost me in conversation. Now, I will say this. This guy is not a great conversationalist. This guy has a lot of great ideas, but I don't know that he needs to be the spokesman that talks about his company. Because in the conversation about his company, I just sort of find myself going, you need a better speaker. You need a better person to kind of push your thing. There's something missing here in the conversation, and a lot of it is the translation to the people. You're just missing it. So anyway, not to poo-poo on all that, but it is what it is. I listened to these out of order, honestly. I listened to episode 1251, came out Thursday with Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon is a comedian, tour guide, and host. His podcast is called Tim Dillon is Going to Hell. He talks about being a tour guide and in New York, and about how he's big time into conspiracy theories. So it's fun to listen to him talk about conspiracy theories. And he talks a lot about how when he was a tour guide in New York, there are several buildings that are completely full of nobody living in them because they're all owned. These apartments are owned by billionaires around the world. They buy up real estate by doing a bunch of shady stuff. It's interesting. It's good. Tim is funny also. This is a fun hang. This is a fun conversation. I recommend that one. Episode 1252 came out Monday. This is with Dave Foley and Paul Greenberg. Dave Foley is an actor that was on The Kids in the Hall a long time ago, back when I was a young man. He's an actor, stand-up comedian, director, producer, and writer. If you see him on TV, you'll go, oh, that guy. Dave Foley is funny. He is in there with a guy named Paul Greenberg. He's an actor, comedian, and voice actor. They have a podcast called Don't Say, and there's another word there, is a bad word, but they can't do that promotionally because they won't be able to publish their podcast with the bad word there. So this is a fun listen. Joe and Dave Foley used to be on a television show called News Radio back in the day, and they reminisce about working together. And it's fun. It's a fun listen. They do a bit of conspiracy theory, too, about aliens towards the end, which is really cool. Oh, no. I hit the wrong button. Dadgummit. I hate when I do that. And now I'm listening to a very, very interesting podcast with Joe, episode 1250. And I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to guess it's Johann Hari, Johann Hari. He is a writer and journalist. His new book, Lost Connections, is available now. Johan. Let's call him Joe. No, because then I want to get it confused with Joe Rogan. Johan is a fascinating dude, and I got to be honest, this dude can talk and hold your interest the entire time. Maybe it's because he has a British accent, or maybe it's because he's practiced enough to speak where he holds your attention the whole time, but this has got to be the podcast where you hear Joe say not much at all. Johan just goes on a rant after a while, giving you information and talking about the history of different things, and it is fascinating. A lot of this conversation is about how prohibition has failed, and you know, not just the prohibition on alcohol, but the prohibition on drugs. And he talks about the transition and the people who are in power and how they focused on the ethnic community to basically to put them down, to hold them back. He has a very personable story about Billie Holiday. It's just heartbreaking to hear. Apparently they're making it, Lee Daniels is making it into a movie. And I was a fan of Billie Holiday's music when I was a young man, and I had no idea the stuff she had to put up with. I mean, it's heartbreaking to listen to, but I don't know. It's a great listen. I'll be honest. This is one of the better conversations that I've heard. It's full of a lot of information, so it's not just a conversation. It's not a conversation. If you want a conversation, listen to the Dave Foley, Paul Greenberg one. This is information. This is just holy shit kind of information. It has to do a lot with our current country's policy on drugs and the prohibition and the push to criminalize it all and who's responsible and who's in power and why it all comes about. It's, I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing that people have so much hate in their heart that they can purposely just go after people the way they do. I mean, I'm just astounded all the time whenever I hear about people going out of their way just to make people miserable. And he highlights this guy that just went after Billie Holiday for the longest time, just ruining her life and would not leave her alone. I don't know. You know, you think somewhere along here that we're going to all learn to communicate together and find a civil discourse and a civil way of communicating that helps us move forward. And maybe podcast is the answer. Maybe the conversation is the answer because there's no one standing around you saying you can't say this and you can't say that. You can say anything you want. You know, we are protected under the First Amendment here in our wonderful United States of America. And you know, we can say things that people don't always agree with, but it can be a conversation. This is especially Joe's podcast, 3 hours long on average for his podcast. It's a 3-hour conversation that people can have where they get to go back and forth with ideas and they can talk about different things they're interested in. And, you know, we learn from each other. We learn from our conversations. That's the only way we move forward. So if you haven't talked to somebody lately, and you haven't gotten outside of your comfort zone, I highly recommend doing that. Take a minute. Take a minute and look around and say, who am I uncomfortable speaking with and why? And maybe take a chance and walk over and make a new friend. You never know what'll happen. I know I talked last podcast about some change coming and about Dad coming to pick up the Rambler at some point. I got a phone call from him yesterday saying that they were headed to Florida and they were going to go visit Bill and Merrill and then they were going to be heading back at some point. And he still may be here Saturday to pick up the Rambler, but maybe not. Maybe they're going to decide they're having a good time and stick around in Florida for a few days and he may be coming the following weekend. I don't know. But the Rambler is going to him at some point here soon, and we'll be doing some videos along the way, and I encourage everybody to check in on that. And you know, see what happens on Dad's channel to the car, because I'm sure Dad's just going to run it up and down the roads and fling dirt and shoot video and giggle and have such a good time. And, you know, that's good for him. You know, he's retired. He deserves to have some fun. We all deserve to have some fun at some point, right? Yeah. Maybe it's my sinuses that sound like that. I keep hearing my own voice and it's making me like super conscious. Like I want to breathe away from the camera. That just looks weird and sounds weird. No, I know what it is. Part of it could be the sugar, but part of it is I'm working on this piece of wood out in the garage. And the last 2 days I've come home from work and I'm sanding on the wood. I put up some videos or some photos on YouTube and on Instagram of what the wood looked like as I was kind of sanding it down originally from its first rough version. And then I think I'll use some mineral spirits. And I wiped it down and it gave it a nice shiny glossy look. And I took a nice Instagram photo with a filter and it made it look really vibrant. And I was like, ooh, pretty. Well, I have since kind of made a disaster out of it in a way. I was hoping to use that fiberglass resin stuff to cover up the holes, fill in the holes, and still be able to look inside of the holes to see the original wood on the inside. Because I thought, oh, that would just be neat if you could do that. And it's been like weeks of me trying to get this stuff to cure properly, and it just won't. It won't seem to get hard on the inside. I can't do it in layers. I can't even get the stuff on the top to lay down because it curls up. I was certain that it was because the weather had turned cold, and so I had I put a lamp on it to kind of keep it warm, and that seemed to help with the curing process. But then when I went to sand it, after it appeared to be bone dry, parts of it come chunking out, and the insides of it are wet. And I'm like, well, that didn't work at all. And my neighbor Paul come home from being on the road, and he and I were sitting there, they're looking at it, and we were talking about wood putty and whatnot, and I bought some of that Durham's wood putty, and I mixed up a batch and poured it in the holes, and I thought, well, let's just see what this does. So it filled up the holes, and when I came home today, everything was bone dry, and I went to sanding on it, and I got it sanded nice and smooth, and everything looked smooth. Everything looked smooth. Problem is, the color is like a bright looking, I don't know, what do you call it? Sort of like a, did y'all ever play with silly putty? You know, you used to get the silly putty and you'd rub it around in your hands and make it squish, and then you'd eventually at some point get the idea of putting it on your newspaper, and then you pull it up and the ink would stick to it and it looked like you had the comic strip on your silly putty. It's the color of silly putty. It's like that weird pinkish, brownish, tannish look. I don't even know how to describe the color. It's a yellowish. Is there such a thing as a yellowish, pinkish, brownish, beigeish looking thing? On top of the cedar, it just looks ridiculous. I'll just be honest. It looks ridiculous. Now, my stupid brain, because I'm going to be honest, I'm going to tell you, you know, I make mistakes all the time. You'd be amazed. My stupid brain sees that color and thinks, what if I could stain it? I wonder if there's a way to stain it. That's where things went wrong. I'm just going to be honest. That's where things went wrong. I got the idea of staining it on those spots because I had heard somewhere, I don't remember where, but I'd heard that stain will stick to it. So, I have a little tiny little jar of some stain, and I mixed it up, and I decided not to use a brush because I didn't want to get all crazy. This is my original idea. I don't want to get all crazy. So I get a napkin, a Bounty paper towel, whatever, and I dip a small end into it, and I start blotting it here and there on the spots that I've put the Durhams down on. The Durham, whatever. Needless to say, I got a little carried away. I got a lot carried away. And before I knew it, I was just going, oh no, I've gone too far. Do I go back? How do I go back? I can't go back. I got to give forward. It's one of those things where you're just kind of, you've realized that you've done too much, but you can't really go back and begin again. So I put too much on. I wiped it down. I realized it was too dark. I could hear my internal voice going, no. And as I'm looking at it, I think, wait, I got mineral spirits. Let me see if I can dilute this a little bit. So I get another group of paper towels and I start wiping it down furiously all around the sections where I didn't have the Durhams. And it did lighten it up a bit. It kind of gave it a neat little texture. I think I accidentally made it cool looking. I say that, yet I want to go back and look at it once it dries, because right now I'm not so sure. Right now I'm a little paranoid. Right now I think I've gone too far. Right now I'm thinking maybe I'll sand it all off. Listen, it's got a layer of wood. I'm not afraid to just take sandpaper to it and just sand off a layer if I have to. I mean, the cedar was pretty. The cedar was nice. But the wood filler is not. And I didn't really want wood filler to be what you see on the surface. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? And I know right now there's people listening going, dude, they make a colored one that all you got to do is put it on there. Well, thank you for that. I wish you'd have told me sooner. Or maybe somebody did tell me and I didn't listen. But maybe that's why my nose sounds like this. Maybe I'm struggling to breathe because I got dust in my nose. That's one thing I didn't think about. I ain't blow my nose since I've done this. I'm not going to do it right now. I mean, I know you guys are like, dude, I got you in my ear holes. Why would you do that while I'm listening to you? I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to do that just as soon as I finish this podcast. And then maybe I can breathe better. I know by the time I record again, I'm going to stay away from sugar enough that I'll be able to breathe. I'm feeling fat. All that sugar. Blah. God. Why does something that's so bad for you have to taste so good? I really hope my wife threw away the rest of the cake. I don't want to eat anymore, but I'll look at it and I'll be like, hello. Hello there, my friend. Hello. I miss you. You're my special friend. The funny part is I have eaten off of it the other day, and I told my wife, I said, listen, I've been eating off of it. She came home and she looked at it and she goes, oh my God. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm bad keto this week. This morning I got up to go to work and a note fell out of the fridge and it said, I don't know how, but it fell over. And there's a lot more missing. I wanted to leave her note back and go, oh no, a ghost must have ate it. Oh, goodness. All right. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm just rambling now. I'm tired. It's been a long day. Been up since 3 a.m. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate every one of you. Please remember to rate, subscribe, review. Tell your friends. Be a part of this. Let me know if you want to be on. Don't just be a listener. You can actually participate. You have something you want to talk about? I'll talk about it. Send me a message. Okay? Y'all take care now. Bye.